You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we were talking about the time that you were on TV. Like, what was your claim to fame? You know, there was something that was written many years ago. I never forgot it. They said that the new thing in America is you are nobody unless you're on TV.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So people will go and do whatever they can. Like, if you watch one of the morning television shows in New York, you know, and all the Goombas go out there and get, you know, behind
the ropes. They're waving and making faces. And
yes.
I enjoyed that during the NBA Finals, watching, you know, when they go to the broadcasters and everyone in the crowd going, you know, in the background. It just cracks me up every single time because you look like a complete and total moron doing that. But it was funny because during that coverage.
But you're caught up, though, right? You're caught up.
Right. Yeah. It was funny. During that coverage, we were actually watching it and they were interviewing a bunch of people going into Ball Arena. And as they were interviewing this little family, we were like, oh my God, we know them. And it was one of Reed's little buddies from school and his mom and dad. And we went running over to the TV and we're like taking video and screenshots and sending
That's
it to
crazy.
Him. It's like we know them in person. We see them, you know, almost every day during school. But there's something about them being on TV. You're like, oh my God.
I know. It's a weird thing about our society. So it's not only that, you know, in the survey, people said you haven't really made it until you're on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Then when you see somebody you know, you're like, oh my God.
You're like, all of a sudden, they're like famous, you know? It is kind of funny. I get easily 2 to 3 texts or messages a day still for some commercials I have running for one of our clients, Efficient Comfort, mm-hmm. here at the radio station. And I have a couple commercials running right now. And people message me. They're like, oh my God, was that you on TV? I swear I saw you on TV. You know who my biggest fan is? Grandma. Every time I see my grandma, she's like, I saw you on TV twice this week.
See, that makes you a superstar.
I'm like,
yeah.
Like in my grandma's eyes, I am Harrison Ford.
I will say this. What's funny is that I see some of the texts that Jeremy gets about this, and I love that you respond to everybody to make them understand that that's not your family.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a little shtick. It's like my line. I'm like, yeah, that's me and my fake family.
That's not my family. That's not really what my family
is. That's just my little
like.
Shticky line that I say.
It's funny. So we got a call many years ago. It's pretty funny. It was a woman who had, because we were talking something about being on TV, and she said that she got tickets from her company. She was not a real big baseball fan, but she got tickets, and they were some of those seats behind home plate at Coors Field. So when you get the shot from the center field camera, you know, of the batter up there, you can always see a handful of people behind home plate.
Sure.
And what's funny is to see them shoving nachos in their mouth or a big, you know, Rocky dog in their face or something like that. She, I guess, for like 2 innings was on her phone and not paying attention. Like there was a home run hit and she was just chatting on her phone and stuff like that. And she said she got endless crap from people for so long that you have the best seat in the house, by far the most expensive seat in the house. And she wasn't paying attention to one thing that was going
just
on.
Just her food.
She was just on the phone, just having a great time talking
food
to people.
Phone, huh? Yeah. That's cool.
Andrea texted us. She goes, major flex. I was on Blinky the Clown for my birthday when I was 5.
Talk about a throwback. I have a t-shirt with Blinky on it. And every time I wear it, everyone's like, who's that clown? I'm literally like, who's that clown? I'm like, oh, it's Blinky. Come on.
Sean, listen, lady, we're going to need more details. All she said was, I was on the news one time. We need details.
Yeah, why were you on the news?
We can't just have just I was on the news. Here's another Blinky's Fun Club, Tanya. God, we're going to have to, you might have to explain to people who are new to Denver what this means.
Do you remember the song? Happy birthday to you. Look it up. You could do probably a quick YouTube search of Blinky.
Rose says, I was in a Mile High flea market commercial.
Ooh.
I held up a fish stringer and said, I got this great fish thing. We have already been back to the car 3 times.
I know somebody that was in one of those like Lodge Casino TV commercials, you know, where they're up there on the hill and they're like, I just won $5,000.
Yeah.
The slots are loose here. You know those? I was like, I know you.
I like Rose saying that in the commercial, she says, we've already gone back to the car 3 times. And then she goes, the thing is, we were going back to the car just to refill our alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's a good time.
I love this one from Lori. She says, my grown adult, finance job working, totally responsible son was interviewed by a local television station playing Pokemon Go in City Park.
Oh, okay.
He says, so proud.
He was searching. Hey, that was a big thing for a while.
I know. That's funny.
Emily says, I was on TV in 2001 when TRL was still a thing on MTV. I was able to get into the studio. I got to meet Carson Daly and some of the members of NSYNC. I was seated right by the window, and I was on TV a few times that day. It was a very cool experience. That's really neat.
From phone number 8339, put your name. First time you ever text us, always give us your first name. And then we put you in our system. You never have to do it again. So, but they said was on a History Channel show. You might know this one, Jeremy. It's called Truck Night in America.
I don't, but I want to watch it.
They say it's a show that? Driving your truck against five contestants. Each round, a driver is eliminated till the final challenge. It's like Ninja Warriors for trucks. That's trucking? Right up your alley,
what
dude.
What is this? I got to look it up.
And they say, I actually won.
Hey, all right.
They won Truck Night in America.
That's great. The amount of Blinky's Fun Club that is coming in is absolutely insane. At least on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So many.
Kim says, I was in a Black Eyed Pea commercial, the restaurant. I was the curbside girl when getting your food curbside first became a thing.
See, that's good.
That's pretty good. Leah says, I was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, the episode for Sam's Number 3.
Oh, that's good.
And then she included a link. All right. I can see her.
That's good. Terry says, the time being on TV was a bad thing. My 24-year-old hubby was in a local liquor store unknowingly while the news was filming in there. They cut to my husband searching the shelves, and here's why this is a bad thing. She goes, we were a part of a large religious community at the time. The story spread like wildfire among our cronies. By later in the day, my husband was able to get the TV station to drop him from the piece for the evening news.
Oh.
He's in there getting booze, and all of their church friends were like, what?
That's great. Shannon's 15 minutes of fame was when she was a Hooters girl and had to open the Hooters in New York City, got to be on the David Letterman show and pass out wings to the crowd during the Clinton presidency, she said.
All right, very good.
Okay.
Madeline says, my father was running for political office. He lost. We were in a commercial for that when I, age 6, itched my ear the whole time.
Huh, all right.
Let's go to a phone call. Who is standing by? I think this is Carly, who wants to share a story. Carly, when were you on TV?
So I had about 15 seconds of fame while my father-in-law caught a foul ball against the Astros the year the Astros won the World Series at Coors Field. So we got kicked out of Coors Field because he leaned across that yellow line in the outfield. And by the time we got home, we got a few nasty grams from our neighbors that never knew us before, but knew us from him catching that foul ball at Coors Field that day.
Really?
If people are wondering why this is a bad thing, it's not a bad thing just to catch a foul ball, but if you're leaning out into the field of play, which is, I'm assuming, what your dad was doing, and interfered with a player being able to make a play, and thus you got kicked out. Am I right?
Yes, correct. Yep, got booed out of Coors Field. Unfortunately, I'm a Rockies fan, so it was kind of one of those things.
You're like, it wasn't me.
Astro. It wasn't me.
I didn't do it.
I'm here for the game and beers.
I'm happy.
Exactly.
I bet you there's probably video of that somewhere online.
It was Twitter, Facebook. I think it even made ESPN for a highlight.
Dang, you were viral.
Carly, thanks for being on the show.
Good
Have
one.
A great, great day. A lot of people talking about being on Jumbotrons, too.
Yes.
The funny thing is, when the Rockies first started playing, they were at the old Mile High Stadium. This was before Coors Field opened. And where my seats were, I was on the first baseline, Jer, and I was right past the dugout, and I was about 5 rows back from the field. Okay, those are my season tickets. And that's where all the camera boxes were, right there along the field. So between innings, they would always turn the camera around and show the crowd up on the big Jumbotron. Well, because I was right there for all those games, 5 rows back, every single game, I was on the Jumbotron because they get lazy after a while. They're just like, okay, we'll just turn around, take a shot. They don't like put the camera up farther into the crowd. They just do the easy way out.
Right.
And so everybody I brought to the game with me that season, I said, listen, just be prepared. You're going to be on the Jumbotron. They're like, no way. I was like, yeah, by at least the third inning, you'll be up on the screen. And every time. And nice. It always made my guests so happy.
I bet.
That they were guaranteed to be on the Jumbotron because the camera operators were just too lazy to point the camera anywhere else.
That's good. That's
so
funny.
That was fun. I don't know what that is. This is from Teresa. In the 1980s, I was camping overnight to buy Bruce Springsteen tickets.
Oh, God, why?
I was on the news saying, hi, Mom, bring donuts. A few minutes later, she showed up with donuts. She was already buying them before the thing aired.
Hey, that's good mom right there.
That's pretty good.